an important turning point in the world as you know it. There will continue to be upset because the two ends of the spectrum have not worked out yet a way to live in harmony. And that is actually the thing that you want to look at and pay attention to. Here are two ends of something, two ends of the pole, and nothing has been worked out in the middle for the two poles to work well together. Now, the reason you need to know that is because you need to be able to intuit what is the best way to move, or in many cases, the best way not to move. Certainly, we know you have seen political differences, and you have all learned to step back from that, which is a wonderful thing to learn, because when this anger and fear and judgment and the breaking of things is working against the desire for healing and peace and reason, you are not going to be able to move directly into this energy and speak to it. It is not going to do any good. And you probably know that. You probably have encountered things like that that make you aware that it is not a good thing. Now, so what is your action? And again, your action is to put your energy with the part of the polarity that you want to support. And what about the middle? Well, that is the question for the coming year, is it not? We know where the polarities lie. We have not yet seen how the center of these forms are going to work out. Now, of course, this is the losing side, because fear always loses to light. It always does. Sometimes it does not lose as quickly as you would like it to. But there is no way for fear to sustain itself. It can only turn on itself. It can only attack itself. So it ultimately will take care of itself. The thing that believes in enemies will become its own enemy. And you will be able to see more of that. So by staying here with what is light, what is reason, what is good, and building it, there will be a kind of displacement, something we have spoken to you about before. The light will move into this space and will take up the space in the way that light always does, peacefully, lovingly. And this will have to be such an extreme that there is not room for it in the most important part of the world you live in. That, we understand, is not always a pleasant thing to watch. But when you let something dark and something judgmental and something fundamentally evil, when you let it alone, it will actually turn on itself and, in that sense, take care of itself. There are many things where there are differences, where we can actually share ideas and establish a light middle of the road. And when we can do that, we want to do that. But we do not want to make the mistake of looking at something that has decided to be dark, that has decided to be evil. And that is its decision, its free will decision. And so we must let it work itself out in its own way. That is all that we can do. So our energy goes here to the light, goes here to reason, goes here to faith, goes here to hopefulness for the light to move as quickly as it can and to establish itself. So that is what we are looking at doing in the year. Now, of course, you will find some of this battle within yourself about whatever the issue of your life might be. And because we have had to see so much of this outwardly, it may possibly make it easier to see it inwardly. So we all have the place, and we understand that you know what that means. But in the place, wherever that is in your life, you want to become very aware of what you believe. You do not want to judge what you believe, but you want to be aware of what you believe, because what you believe is what is keeping you out of the light, keeping you out of peace, keeping you out of reason. And we all are capable, being willful people, we are all capable of chewing on what makes us unhappy, chewing what makes us less than, chewing what makes us the thing we do not want to be, chewing on what we do not have, and all of the things that go with that. And that is what you are seeing in the world. It is acting it out for you, what that looks like. And because you can see how unappealing it is looking, it can help you with your own issue. We have spoken about this before. We will mention it once more. Anytime you say, if only I had or was or whatever that verb might be, then I would be happy. You are dealing with a very bad situation because your power is no longer in the middle. It is no longer central with you. And that is the thing that we are all looking for in our own personal lives. When this polarity begins to kick up, we want to be able to recognize it. And we want to be able to go to the darker side of it and say, what do I believe? What is the thing that I believe makes me acceptable, makes me successful, makes me happy? What do I believe about that? Because I want to find that belief and draw it into the light. Bring it into the center and use it to make a happy place for myself. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel yourself in an energy space where you can be completely who you are. And feel the connection to the universe when you are here, as you were created, alive in the ways you were intended to be alive. Feel the blue of peace all around you and breathe peace into your body. And allow it to begin to readjust all the things in your energy that need to come to the middle, to the center, free of the extremes. Feel the golden light of the universe above your head. And as your crown opens, feel that energy pouring into your body, opening the crown so that you can receive what is yours. Feel the third eye open, and your intuitive powers return to you. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And feel the any communication that does not honor you being displaced by the light of the universe that has always honored you. Feel the flow of the golden light into your heart center. Feel your heart come alive and remember its worth. See the beauty of the place you have created in your heart. And feel the smile of the universe as it looks into your heart. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus. And let that light begin to displace any emotions that you do not wish to carry forward with you. Feel the golden light flow into your second center. And displace judgment and shame, old and new, in that second center. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light join with the energy that is uniquely you and that creates in your way. Join with it, make it strong, make it able as you move into the year ahead of you. Let the golden light spread through your body and act as a healing presence for your thoughts, for your body, for your energy. Pulling you into the center where you walk with the universe in the light that created you. Bring your attention into your heart center and drink from the water that flows in your heart to refresh your spirit. Now see that a path is illuminated. And walk to that path which will take you without effort, without labor, but will take you in light. Feel that yourself is nurtured by the very breath around you. Blessings in all that you breathe, and feel yourself being moved upward. And come to a place of validation. And step into the energy of validation. And let it move through your body, through your mind, through your thoughts, through your heart. Remember who you are. And feel this knowledge of who you are displacing all of the things that make you suffer. Move them out of your thoughts, out of your beliefs, out of your life. The most important thing on your path is you. Now feel yourself moved upward on the path again. Until you come to the place of union. And in this place, you allow union with your high self, with the universe, with all that is. And know that that union is an energy that feeds everything that you need. When you feel a need, breathe up and open the crown and allow union to bring you what you need. Now move upward again and move upward to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, know your gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the path, lighter, more full, loved in all the places you may not have allowed love before. and come back to your heart center in the beauty of the garden you have built. Breathe into the center of your body. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.